Democrats and Republicans are focused on get-out-the-vote efforts, but one group of potential voters may find it hard to register because of where they live most of the year. More than 9 million college students take classes full-time, according to the Census Bureau. Some are allowed to vote in the city or county where they go to school. Some are not. Local rules vary. Young Han is a student at Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. He had hoped to vote in New York State, but was told to cast an absentee ballot where his parents live in a suburb of Seattle. Young Han wants the laws to change. What happened when you went to register to vote near your university?
When I went to register to vote at Oneida County's offices in Clinton, New York, they denied my request on the basis that I was a student and that I lived in a dorm residence, saying that dorms would not qualify.
Did that surprise you?
Well, to be honest with you, I was a little surprised because it was my understanding that students had the right to go vote where they attended school. At the same time, you know, I didn't really know the exact rules that stated so, and I couldn't cite any statutes.
You could still participate in politics and vote back home, couldn't you?
That's true, but a lot of people like myself don't find voting by absentee ballot very meaningful in and of itself. My parents live 3,000 miles away in Seattle, Washington, three time zones behind, and so I couldn't really participate politically back home. You know, I couldn't participate in community forums. And when I called my state's legislature's office in Olympia, the switchboard actually said, your call cannot be completed as dialed from your calling area. You know, I like to actually get involved in the community in more ways than just checking off, you know, Democrat or Republican.
Why would districts want to keep students from registering?
In general, I think that students are more politically independent. I think in many cases, local communities think that they're going to upset the local status quo or that they're going to vote in some way that's completely different from how the rest of the population will vote, and that that's going to change things.
A local university or college could actually overwhelm the local community, especially if it's set in a small town or a rural area.
I don't disagree with that at all, but I think that students like myself, we live here 8 months to the entire year, and you know, while we're here, we breathe the air, we drink the water, we pay sales, sometimes income taxes. All the laws, or the lack thereof, of a given community affect us as much as they do anyone else.
What have you heard about other students and their problems with registering, or maybe their successes in registering? Give us an example or two.
One case, the case at William & Mary, for example, in Williamsburg, Virginia, their local election official said that students were not residents and to qualify for residency, they had to answer a lengthy survey in which they were asked, you know, where is your car registered? Where do your parents live? Just a bunch of questions that could be considered as intimidation. At University of Arizona, for example, a renegade local election official went on TV, contrary to the actual administrative policy, to tell students that they could be charged with a felony by voting locally.
Young Han, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Young Han is a junior and an economics major at Hamilton College in Clinton, New York.